السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening who will receive us. Once again, it is the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we are blessed with this majlis of zikr. Any majlis in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name is taken, in which Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif is discussed, in which the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is discussed, in which Naat Sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or in the praise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is recited, anything about Deen and Sharia is discussed, Quran and Sunnah is discussed, is all majlis of zikr. However, taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala repeatedly, it has a different effect, and it is a very special kind of zikrullah. To create the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the heart. In the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there are many, many places that encouragement has been given to recite a certain number of times, certain tasbihs. You may recall I mentioned that one Allah wala, Hazrat Shaykh Fazlur Rahman Gajmurabadi rahmatullah alayhi, I think it was. That Mujaddid Millat rahmatullah alayhi states that he was asked that how do you create the love of Allah ta'ala in your heart? So he said, rub the palms of your hands. So he said, rub the palms of my hands. He said, rub again. He said, I rubbed again. He said, continue rubbing. He said, continued rubbing. He said, do you feel heat now in your palms? He said, yes, I do feel heat. He said, well, that is the way to create the heat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love in the heart. Go on repeating his name. With muhabbat, go on taking the name of Allah ta'ala, your heart will light up with his muhabbat. But I have repeatedly said that just the taking of the name of Allah ta'ala is not sufficient. As in this world we have many, many works of deen taking place, but not one work is sufficient. We will say that it is not sufficient. Now nobody can say that this kind of majlis or zikr is sufficient, now finish. You take subhanallah, alhamdulillah. After that nothing more is required. Can anybody say that? In the same way, whether it is madrasas, whether it is darul ulum, whether it is work of tabligh and dawat, whether it is the recitation of the Quran Sharif, whether it is zikrullah, whatever it may be, they are all good works of deen and they must be increased, but it is not sufficient. We are no more like the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum who were jameh. That means in one person you used to find everything. We do not find like that. In our times we may get some exceptions here and there who are engaged in everything. But we will do as much as we can in the different fields. However, each and every one of us, it is compulsory to have love of Allah Ta'ala and Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to that extent that we distance ourselves from disobedience to Allah Ta'ala, from sins, from haram, and we do all that Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have ordered. That much love is compulsory. Just as namaz is farz, roza is farz, zakat is farz, hajj is farz, in the same way, it is also farz that the person must have that much muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he carries out the ahkam and the laws of Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam because of that love. and he distances himself from everything that is haram. And if he doesn't have that much of love, then at least have the fear of the azab of Jahannam. But for a mu'min and a Muslim, even if there was no Jahannam at all, if Allah Ta'ala had not created hellfire, then too the person should not have been disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. Because it is human nature that any person who is kind to someone, someone is generous, someone is kind, someone gives gifts, someone is helpful, someone is merciful. So then there's a natural inclination in the heart to love that person. It's natural. He must be a very, very stupid and silly person that he is getting gifts from all sides and his heart doesn't even desire to know who is it coming from. What kind of a person that is? Everybody wants to know his benefactor. The parents, why are they right so much? Because of the ihsan that they show upon the children. If the parents are parents in the true sense of the word, we are not talking about those parents who have got absolutely no idea of what the duties and responsibilities and obligation upon a parent is. We are not talking about them. But if he is a true parent, then he is kind to the children, he is loving, he wants to educate them, he wants to teach them some skill, he wants to make sure that they live in this world without having to extend their hands and beg of people. They want to see that these people grow up into people of good character, good akhlaq, good manners. That's the desire of any good parent. Just as it is the desire of some parents that my son must become the best singer in the world, he must become the best dancer, or my daughter must become the best dancer and singer, and she must be on the stages of the world, and she must win all the beauty contests. Some parents are very desirous of that. So the Muslim and the mu'min, he will be desirous that his children must be educated, given proper upbringing. And because of that, the love that they show, they go to work, they go and earn. The father goes, look at the time that he spends, and then whatever he brings, his first concern is the children must have some kind of bread and food. A true father will, that is his concern, that he must make sure. And it's his desire that I must be able to put some kind of food on the table for my wife and children. So that love and compassion that they show because of that. Now their rights are also great. The mother, look at the compassion and kindness that she shows. She carries the baby in the stomach for 9 months. What tests and trials, what kind of difficulty. Sometimes it's vomiting and spewing and throwing out, and sometimes it's sickness, and sometimes this pain, and sometimes that pain. And sometimes the pressure running high, and sometimes pressure running low, and sometimes the weight she can't carry. So much of difficulty she goes through, and finally she gives birth. So because of that, look at her rights. So that is the human nature, that any person who has been kind to someone and generous to someone, then you are desirous of being good to that person. And you want to be thankful and grateful. So even if there was no such thing as hellfire, a Muslim doesn't worship Allah Ta'ala because of hellfire. What kind of ibadat and worship is that? If somebody asks his son that, why are you so obedient and so kind? Then the son says, I'm very obedient and kind to you because if I'm not, then you'll give me one tight slap. That's the reason for obedience. Is if I'm not going to be obedient to you, you'll boot me out. So if one son says a thing like that, that I'm obedient to you because if I'm not, then you'll boot me out. And as it is, you say 11 boot or 12 boot. And the other son says that I'm obedient to you because you are my father. You have been so kind to me. You have been so generous. You have been so compassionate and loving. Now who will that father love? Will he love that one who says you'll boot me out? Although we'll say to some extent that that person is also obedient. The real obedience is in the love of the father. So like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his ihsan upon is unlimited. Therefore, on the Tuesday night, we're discussing that these 10 days of Zilhijjah, they are very mubarak days. They are days for ibadat, zikr, tilawat, obedience to Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Amal and actions in these days are most beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, good actions. So that is what the purpose of this majlis of zikr is, to create in the heart that kind of love for Allah Ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, those people who are able to create and develop that kind of love, it becomes extremely easy to throw by the wayside all the sins after. Tests and trials will still come after that too. Otherwise it means that you became pious, obedient, righteous, one day made lot of tawbah, so now the shaitans are all finished, over. I was mentioning in one of the bayans there in Karachi recently, I said the shaitans, they work far more harder in those Mubarak places than they work in our hometowns. Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, they work even harder. Look at the people, they are there by the multazam with the hands up and they are making dua and shedding tears. That is the action of this person, that is making dua, istighfar, tawbah and shedding tears. And what is the action of some other person? That while he is engaged in that, he is ripping the pocket off. The back pocket, sometimes they walk out of the multazam with the back pocket cut. Now they got cameras, so they catch them up. Those days, so many people at the multazam, when they walk out from there, they do not even know how nicely it was sliced, the whole pocket. They do a surgery that you can't even realize that the pocket is gone with the wallet also gone. They give some kind of anesthetic there. So the shayateen are like that, they work very hard even at the multazam. And look at the evil gazing that takes place there. All are guests of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Haram Sharif. In the Haram Sharif, who are they guests of? Allah Ta'ala. Madina Sharif, they are guests of Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now if somebody casts lustful glances at somebody's guest, what does that host think of that person? But look at the type of intermingling. Of course, you can't avoid that kind of intermingling. You walk into the Masjid, the Haram Sharif ladies are also making tawaf, but casting lustful glances. One person said, to Hazrat, one occasion, he said, ye Indonesia ki aurate aati hai, inke chehre par kitna noor hota hai. Aur inka libas bhi sufed sufed. They were white, and their faces also shining with so much of noor. He said, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He said, tumhe Kaaba Sharif ka noor nazar nahi aaya. Wo Indonesia ki auraton ke chehre ka noor nazar aaya. You couldn't see the noor of the Kaaba Sharif. You go on admiring the noor on the faces of these women. Now if that is not shaitan working so hard right there, making him believe that he is watching the noor on the faces, then what else is it? So love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if it really comes into the heart, then finish. Stealing goes, gambling goes, adultery goes, fornication goes, cheating goes, ghibat goes, backbiting goes, and all kinds of haram, they vanish. But if true love of Allah Ta'ala comes, true love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes, and where can we get that? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Although this ayat was revealed on a very special occasion, but if you have to look at the construction, kunu ma'as sadiqin, and it shows that for all times, that is the prescription. Join the rightful ones, the truthful ones. Those who've got taqwa in their lives, then you'll get taqwa through them. Those who've got zuhad and qanaat and contentment in their lives, you'll get contentment in their company. Those who have got tawakkul and yaqeen in their lives, then you'll get yaqeen and tawakkul in their company. But those who've got greed and hirs and hawa and all kinds of evil in their lives, in their company, what else are we going to get? What else can you get in the company of a person who is greedy himself? What is he going to talk to you all the time about? So that is the purpose. However, tonight, instead of going into any lengthy discussion, whether being as is, it is the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala that brings you in this kind of weather. Extremely cool, rain, everything, but yet in such numbers you come. That is a sign of your muhabbat. But then it is my duty to also take into consideration that we have people coming from far out places here. So I must make it easy for them to return home early. So therefore tonight we'll conclude here and have some zikrullah, dua, and majlis finish inshallah, then go home. And make some kind of ibadah, zikr, tilawat. Please Allah Ta'ala. We are not going to be helping anybody else but ourselves. If we are going to please Allah Ta'ala will be helping ourselves, not anybody else. Ey mere maula meri nazar mein tu ho tu hi tu. Open some windows or open some. Ey mere maula meri nazar mein tu ho tu hi tu. Sab to ho bahar dil ke andar tu ho tu hi tu. Ey mere maula meri nazar mein tu ho tu hi tu. Sab to ho bahar dil ke andar tu ho tu hi tu. Qalbe tapa mein deedaye tar mein tu ho tu hi tu. Mere liye to bahron bar mein tu ho tu hi tu. In other words, whichever direction I see my Allah, it must be just you. That means whatever I do, it must be in your love, in your muhabbat, in the fulfillment of your hukam, your law, your command, and the command of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That's all. Muhabbat with somebody for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Not for wealth, not for property, not for any other motivation, nothing else. Muhabbat must be sincerely for Allah Ta'ala. You can do business with people. You can transact with people. You can sell to people. You can buy from people. And you can have muhabbat with people. But everything must be in accordance with Allah Ta'ala's hukam. That's all. Simple. It's not difficult. It's not a kind of a life that we cannot live. We must not present Islam to people as if it is some kind of a change that you will have to make in your life, which will be abnormal change. You will have to become like abnormal people. There's no abnormality when you come through Muslim. That time will become normal people. That's a different thing than when too many abnormal people are living somewhere. So then if you are normal, they think you are abnormal. If somebody goes into some place and there are only abnormal people there, so then if the normal person will look out of place there. So like that, when we are practicing about deen and sharia and Quran and sunnah in an environment where there is no deen and no sharia and no Quran and sunnah, then that person who is practicing is the abnormal person. So he doesn't have to worry about that. Allah Ta'ala is one. Look at the creation of Allah Ta'ala so much. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is one. Look at the ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so much. The Quran Sharif is one. Look at the followers of the Quran Sharif, so many. In the same way, you will find lots of things. It's not the quantity that you have to look at. In the jungle, do you find more lions or do you find more monkeys? In jungles, you find more lions or more monkeys. Or more buck and other kinds of creatures and animals. Lions will not be so many because they are lions. So like that, the true ummati, they won't be so many. But he doesn't have to think that now because his number is not so much, so therefore they are weak. They are not weak, they are lions. Provided we are true lions. But I'm talking about spiritual lions. Doesn't mean those jungle lions eat up and devour up. So, dil ke andar tu hi tu, sab to ho bahar, everybody outside. Inside the heart, oh my Allah, must be just you. And oh Allah, there's such enjoyment when you are in seclusion and when you're truly communicating with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The sweetness of that cannot be explained in words. We haven't tasted it. Allah Ta'ala is so loving, so merciful, and He gives it to us if we are desirous. Say, create the thirst, then the water will flow towards you. When the earth is dry, it is as if it is crying that, oh Allah, I am dry. Allah Ta'ala sends the rain right from the skies. because it has created a thirst. The earth has created a thirst. So now Allah Ta'ala is sending the rains. When we plant some vegetables or seeds, and if the ground is dry, then what do? We take the jug or the can or the hose pipe and we go and water it. The earth doesn't come to us. If we have planted some seeds in the garden and it is summertime and everything is dry, so then at that time what we will do? We will take the water to that dry land, to that ground. If it rains and everything is wet and there's plenty of water there, then will anybody in his senses take the hose pipe and go and water it again? You say there's no need, there's no thirst in that ground there. Like that, create the thirst for Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat in the heart, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will water that heart with his muhabbat, with this. Create the thirst for the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the thirst for Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. And that heart will then cry that, Ya Allah, my heart is dry, it is thirsty. I experience no joy, no happiness, no contentment, no satisfaction. My heart has dried up because of the sins that I am engaged in. But I am desirous of your love and your muhabbat, and shed tears of repentance and remorse and regret before that Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala will send the rains of rahmat upon that heart. Now, how do we explain all these things in words? Dekh kar mere ashke nadamat, abre rahmat ki barish hai jaame. Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Sab to ho bahar dil ke andar, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Qalbe tapa mein deedae tar mein, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Mere liye to bahro bar mein, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz, laak ho manzar pesh nigaah. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz, laak ho manzar pesh nigaah. Illallahu, illallah, illallahu, illallah. Illallahu, illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, jalla jalaluhu, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jaan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jaan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Oh my beloved Allah, we know we are deserving of the worst of all punishment because of our sins. But you love forgiveness with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan. Dono jahan de, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Although we are deserving of your anger and your wrath and your azab, but my beloved Allah, governments of the world give amnesty. He is seeking amnesty from you. Give us protection, give us salvation, give us najat. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ. banda ba ummide karam aaya agar che pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda tere dar par tera banda ba ummide karam aaya. I acknowledge by Allah that I am poor khata, full of sins, full of weakness, full of shortcomings, full of vices, full of evils. But my beloved Allah, where do we go? There is no other door that we can tap. Garche poor khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda, we are your slaves. We have come to your door, my Allah. Ba ummide karam aaya. Great anticipation and hope of forgiveness, of mercy. Ha, mere Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyathal mustaghifin, ya rahimal masakin, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram. My beloved Allah, my rahim Allah, kareem, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, day and night you shower your bounties upon us. You have blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. You have blessed us with homes, with comforts. Blessed us with bodies, with life, with clothes, with shelter, with earnings. Oh my beloved Allah. Day and night, 24 hours you are showering your bounties upon us. We use your bounties, your gifts, your ni'mats, the great ni'mats of sight, of hearing, of speech, of wealth, for your disobedience. Hum kitne nalayak hai, kitne gunegar hai. How disobedient we are. How namak haram we are, my Allah. We eat what you give. When the strength comes in our bodies, then we commit adultery, fornication. We watch porn sites on the internet, or we pop drugs in our mouth, or we engage in other haram activities. It is only your compassion, your kindness, your generosity, your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then. You could have snatched away all the bounties, you could have seized us, you could have destroyed us, you could have sent the tsunamis against us. But my beloved Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are, how merciful you are. Hey Rabbi Kareem, there is no one for us besides you. If you are not ours, nothing is ours. Our children will not be ours. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our businesses will not give us barakah. Restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems will engulf our lives. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are therefore extending these begging bowls and seeking forgiveness of all our sins. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Hey Rabbe Kareem, oh my most compassionate Rabb. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab gudegar hai, siyakar hai, mujrim aur khatakar. Oh my beloved Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our disobedience. These are Mubarak days and nights, my beloved Allah, your doors of forgiveness are open. We are seeking forgiveness, my beloved Allah. Open the floodgates of forgiveness, open the floodgates of mercy for us. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, physical health and spiritual health. We are physically ill, we are spiritually sick. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of pride, of greed, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya siddiqeen, my Allah. Give us hearts which are purified. Bless us with your qurb, with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul in you, with trust in you. Hame apna bana le hamara banja. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Hey Rabbe Kareem, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the problem. Give us barakat in our homes, in our life, in our business, in our wealth, in our time. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Give us the himmat and the courage to throw out of our homes and lives all those things that are causing such corruption in the lives of our children. My beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those children have become disobedient. They have gone on to drinks or drugs or vices and evils. Bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Those who have gone for Hajj, make their Hajj maqbool, mabroor and easy. My beloved Allah, accept their tawaf, their ziyarat, their ibadat, their duas. My beloved Allah, give us a share in their duas. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qabool farma. Ijtimaat, taaleem, qabool farma. Tere raaste ke khuruj ko qabool farma. Hey Allah, masajid, madaris, khanqao, qabool farma. Accept all the works of deen. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths, adultery, fornication, watching porn sites or any kind of haram. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Jaisi karni, vaisi bharni. Rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi. Ek din tujh pe khaak dali jayegi. One day dust will be put over us. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Medina for you. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Medina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna hi jana. Blessed with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. Remove the difficulties, the problem, the suffering of the ummah around the globe and of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu. Those who have passed away, fill the grave with noor. Bless them with jannatul firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna. إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With great hope in you, my beloved Allah, they have raised their hands. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. Students of ours who are writing examinations, bless them with success. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas at the colleges, universities, my beloved Allah, and at the schools. You are well aware of the difficulties, the trials, the tests and the problems, the sickness, the diseases of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove the pain, the suffering, the difficulty, the hardship and the problems. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.